tears, tributes, and trying times in Parkland, Florida.
I don't know what I do next. We are broken.
The suspect's trail of warning signs.
I should have done something. I could have prevented this.
And a cry to Washington.
What can you do? You can do a lot!
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. They sang, they cried, they called for action at vigils for the victims of Wednesday's high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. CBS's Adriana Diaz has more on the emotional outpouring.
Fred Gutenberg bared his soul to a tearful crowd during a candlelight vigil Thursday night.
What is unfathomable is Jamie took a bullet and is dead.
His daughter Jamie was one of the victims.
My 14-year-old baby. I sent her to school yesterday. She was supposed to be safe.
Earlier in the day, mourners released 17 balloons in memories of those killed, including geography teacher Scott Beagle. He was engaged to be married and was killed trying to keep the gunman out of a classroom.
He basically saved my life. He will forever be my hero.
Another hero, assistant football coach Aaron Feiss.
He was always putting others first. So the fact that I heard that he used his body to protect others, that sounds like something he would 100% do without hesitation.
Also among the victims, senior Joaquin Oliver. He was born in Venezuela and became a U.S. citizen just last year. And freshman Gina Montalto volunteered as a friend for kids with special needs.
What kind of girl was Gina?
She was the sweetest person I knew.
I want my friends back. I want the victims back. I want all the innocent people that are scarred from this. I want their innocence back.
Lori Alhadeff, whose daughter Alyssa was killed, unleashed anguish and a challenge on CNN.
President Trump, you say, what can you do? You can stop the guns from getting into these children's hands. Put metal detectors at every entrance to the schools. What can you do? You can do a lot!
CBS's Jim Krasula on what we've learned about the suspect.
There were many missed signs about alleged school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Sarah Lowy knew him from his job at a dollar store.
He had this weird disposition about himself. He followed me on Instagram, and I saw all of the pictures of his guns. He had a picture of his gun up to his face.
Many saw the gun obsession and the threats by the 19-year-old through his social media postings. Lowy is now second-guessing herself.
As soon as I heard what happened, immediately my mind was, I should have done something. I could have prevented this.
A Mississippi man, Ben Benight, says he contacted the FBI last September about a YouTube video he saw from a user identified as Nicholas Cruz, threatening to become, quote, a professional school shooter.
Anybody that makes a public statement like that definitely needs to be investigated.
The FBI says it wasn't able to track him down.
I'm Peter King.
An Uber car dropped off the suspect.
Sheriff Scott Israel describing the start of the three-minute shooting rampage. The sheriff's report says Nicholas Cruz told investigators he carried out the shootings and brought extra ammunition with him for a gun he bought legally last year, just a few miles from here. Now Cruz is in the Broward County Jail. His public defender says he's on suicide watch.
In Portland, Maine, authorities thwarted what may have been a school attack in the making. CBS's John Blackstone says they got the drop on the suspect thanks to one of his relatives.
Joshua O'Connor may have been the next school gunman, but then his grandmother called 911.
I'm finding journal entries from my grandson, and he's planning to have a mass shooting at one of the high schools.
Kathy O'Connor discovered this in her grandson's journal. I'm preparing myself for a school shooting. I can't wait. My aim has gotten much more accurate. Court documents say the 18-year-old had a semi-automatic rifle hidden in a guitar case, bomb-making equipment, and detailed plans to shoot people at Aces High School, where he was a student.
In New York City, a former high school teacher and his brother are accused of stockpiling bomb-making equipment. The NYPD's John Miller says from their writings, a school attack plan may have been brewing.
Documents had statements such as, let me start with the quote, under the full moon, the small ones will know terror.
He says the two paid students to dismantle fireworks for their gunpowder. The New Yorker magazine says it has an 8-page document written by a former Playboy playmate, Karen McDougal, alleging a consensual affair with Donald Trump in 2006. The White House denies there was any relationship. Just before the election, a report indicated the National Enquirer bought the exclusive rights to the story with no intention of running it. Hopes in the Senate for an immigration deal have been dashed.
None of the four proposals on offer in the Senate got enough support to advance.
Safe to say, this has been a disappointing week.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blamed Democrats. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer blamed President Trump.
If there was ever a time for presidential leadership, this was it.
The White House threatened to veto a bipartisan measure covering DACA and the border wall. A version that most closely matched the president's demands garnered just 39 votes in favor and 60 votes in opposition. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Well, now to South Korea, where it was a day of disappointment for American athletes. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Just one day after she did this.
And it's gold from Michaela Schifrin in the giant slalom.
American ski star Michaela Schifrin did this.
There will be no gold medal for Michaela Schifrin.
The call on Westwood won as Schifrin, the favorite in the slalom, finished a respectable but very unsatisfying fourth.
I am disappointed. I think everybody can see that. But I did not feel like myself today.
And that wasn't the only disappointment for the U.S. today.
Quadruple Lutz. Ball.
The top American men's figure skater Nathan Chen, thought by many to have a chance for gold, had a disastrous short program. Right now he's in 17th place. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang.
Amazon Studios says Emmy-winning Transparent actor Jeffrey Tambor won't return for the show's fifth season. Tambor has denied allegations of sexual misconduct. Anytime there's trouble, we know what to do. Punch in just three numbers on our phones. The 911 call turns 50 today.
911, state your emergency.
One of hundreds of millions of calls made since the first 911 was dialed in Haleyville, Alabama, placed by then-state House Speaker Rankin Fite. The emergency call system was an effort to demonstrate the power of the phone industry. Most who staff the helplines are highly trained communications pros.
You're just trying to do the best you can to get help to the people.
Today, 96% of the U.S. has access to 911. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
A North Carolina sheriff has called off a campaign gun raffle that was to include the same kind of assault rifle used in the Florida high school shooting, the AR-15. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Erwin Carmichael, who planned to raffle off more than a dozen guns, said he did it out of respect for the families of the victims. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.